We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey!
Hello!
Happy Tuesday!
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, November the 26th. It is just 2 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yes! I went to the store yesterday. I survived!
It's so weird, like... It's like everyone's on vacation now.
Yeah, everybody is.
Like, driving in this morning, it was just a lot slower. And just yesterday, and I went to Target yesterday, and I'm like, where's everyone? Like, I don't see. Like, I got home yesterday from work, and I saw kids playing outside. I'm like, aren't
no
you at school?
No schools.
Well, I can tell you everybody was at HEB yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving.
You gotta get your brine on early, bro.
Oh, yeah, you gotta brine that thing for, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm. You making a cake, Sarah?
No, you don't make cake on Thanksgiving. Booker. You make pie.
Well, the only reason I ask is today is National Cake Day, and that's all that matters.
No, I'm making pie today.
Okay. Well, first of all, we just had a conversation about how we're getting out of the tradition of Thanksgiving, so you can easily give up the pie for the cake. Yeah.
But I love pie.
I like pie, too.
Pie is not going away.
But Sarah's pie is different than everybody else's pie. What kind of pie are you making?
We're making a buttermilk pie.
Her pie's good, bro.
Like a buttermilk
Remember
chest pie.
Remember she brought it to a pot
one
day?
Yeah, I didn't have it,
like,
though.
You didn't?
No, he doesn't eat anything cooked by
hand. No, wait. I tried a slice. I thought it was
good. It was
good. Was it buttermilk?
Yeah, buttermilk. I made a salty honey pie last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm making a buttermilk, like, chess pie.
I don't even know what that means, but checkmate.
This reminds me, this pie talk reminds me of on Sunday, like one of the football games, one of the NFL football games. I'm not going to bore you here, but the camera cut to a fan that clearly like took in a pumpkin pie from the store, like with a plastic top and a can of whipped cream and whipping it up and like was eating pumpkin pie while watching the game. And the commentator's like, how does this man get this aerosol can into the game? But it looks so awesome. And it's like, funny. Oh my gosh, like anything skimming tradition, like at football games, like he just bring a pie. Like I was thinking, like make a potluck. Every fan bring a side. It would just be amazing.
Oh, that's one word I just cannot stand.
Potluck. Potluck. Yes. Hey, Booker. Right. Potluck.
Nope.
Potluck.
Cake. Cake.
Potluck.
National Cake Day. Got a great happy story as we kick off this Tuesday morning after Louis Capaldi. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Y'all, I love this story so much. And if you have Vince McMahon's phone number, get him on the phone because this lady belongs in the WWE. She's 82 years old. And her name is Willie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, I know how much you love old people.
I love them.
So she's 82.
Yeah, here's Miss Willie, Sarah. Check her out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She is ripped.
Okay, so it makes sense why you brought up wrestling.
Uh-huh. Oh. She's a bodybuilder. And has a lot of energy. Did I mention that she's 82 years old?
She's 82 years old with the arm of a 20-year-old, like, football player.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
So, Miss Willie was at home in Rochester alone last Thursday night when a guy started pounding on her door and broke in. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you see those arms, right?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Like, the Today Show even did a segment on her last year just about being 82 and a bodybuilder and all yoked up like that. Well, while the guy was walking through her house, she hid in the shadows and waited. Then she jumped out, grabbed a table, and broke it on him.
What?
Dude.
Once he was on the ground, she started jumping on him. Then she grabbed, this is my favorite part of the whole story, she grabbed a bottle of shampoo from her kitchen table. Why she had a bottle of shampoo on her kitchen table, I don't know, but don't ask questions because she's awesome. She poured the entire thing out onto his face, into his eyes.
Oh, that's good.
Dude.
That's a good move.
That's good thinking, right?
Yeah.
Need to keep a bottle of shampoo handy.
Totally.
Once he was sufficient, officially blinded by the shampoo, she started smacking him with a broom.
Wow.
And when police got there, she was trying to drag him onto the porch.
Dude.
She told the whole story to some friends while a news crew filmed it. She said she's pretty sure the guy was happy when they put him in the ambulance because it got him away from her.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table and I went to working on him. The table broke and it had metal legs and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already, because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
Isn't that great?
Wow. It's unfortunate it was baby shampoo, because that doesn't sting your eyes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she was telling that to a bunch of friends at a local YMCA where she works out every day.
So awesome.
You got to see Miss Willie and this incredible picture of her.
It's awesome.
She's right. That is definitely the wrong house to break into. Text HAPPY to 51993 so we can send you this, okay? H-A-P-P-Y to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
This question is more for you, Alex. Which Las Vegas replica is two stories taller than its original? We're talking about A, the Eiffel Tower, B, the Sphinx, or C, the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty at New York, New York.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's actually smaller than the original Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Hey, here's another little fun fact aside. The Statue of Liberty, where is it, Sarah?
Where is the actual Statue of Liberty? Like in New York City? But no. It's not. It's in Brooklyn, probably?
Nope.
Jersey?
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Is it really?
It's in the water, so I guess
technically
that
New Jersey.
Imaginary line. That
So her mail says New Jersey on it, huh?
Yeah, it does.
The Vegas Sphinx is 110 feet tall, while the original in Giza is only 66 feet tall.
Wow.
The replica monument is a perfect complement to the Luxor Hotel. It's standing 30 stories, made smaller than the Great Pyramid of Giza because of its proximity to the Las Vegas airport.
Have any of you ever stayed at the pyramid, the Luxor in
Vegas?
Yeah,
I have.
I did once. Did you, Sarah? Have you ever?
No, I've been to Vegas.
She's been to one time. She stayed at the Planet Hollywood.
No, I didn't. Did I?
MGM?
I think I stayed at MGM.
No, I think you stayed at Planet Hollywood.
I stayed at MGM.
At the same hotel as Britney Spears, right?
No, I did not.
Las Vegas really made an impression on you. You don't even remember where you stayed.
Nope.
It was like 2 years ago.
It was the MGM.
The pyramid back to the Luxor, by the way. I stayed there once. It was very odd just because the room was slanted. Because of the pyramid shape.
Right.
So it was just, it was a lot getting used to. And then the theme, it was a lot of Ramsey stuff.
Ramsey?
Isn't that a pyramid dude?
I don't know.
That's the guy with the mask on.
Oh.
Isn't it Ramsey?
I'm not
the
up guy with
that, the walk like an Egyptian guy?
Oh, no, those are that was a Bengals.
It was Ramsey.
I mean, maybe. I'm not up on my mummies. Except for Gail. Hi, I love you. I love you, mommy.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Tomorrow, he'll preside over the annual pardoning of the turkeys. Trump will pardon two turkeys tomorrow. Their names are Bread and Butter. Bread and Butter arrived in Washington, D.C. yesterday. They're staying at a hotel, the Willard Hotel near the White House. When the president finds out they didn't stay at the Trump Hotel, he might not give them the pardons.
Just a quick reminder, Mary Mix Show tickets on sale right now, but beginning Friday, Black Friday, all the way up until Cyber Monday, you can get tickets for $25 each. That includes taxes and fees. Just use the promo code THANKFUL. And if you're the person that stole Alex's credit card, buy a lot. Alex Franco's credit card number has been stolen.
The worst text ever to wake up to, well, one of the worst texts to wake up in the morning is from Bank of America saying, very unusual activity on your debit card ending in blank, blank, blank. Please call 1-800-blank-blank-blank-blank to take care of it. As of right now, your card is deactivated. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
So I'm thinking nothing really crazy on there, you know. I go online and look, and y'all, oh my gosh. There's about 2,000 some dollar charges, individual charges that are like for $252, for $261, $339.
Wow. And they all went through?
They're all in processing or pending.
No. Pending,
and
yes.
They're all, most of them are to a travel website in Singapore, agoda.com.
Wow.
And I'm like, what is that? There's also several charges to the vitamin shop in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've been to that vitamin shop. It's legit.
And there's also several to this Abine Blur. And I thought that was a name. A-B-I-N-E-B-L-U-R. two words, a bind blur, and I'm like, who is this person, a blind blur? And I go online.
A binded lure?
When you go to a bind blur, it's a website where you could basically transfer money anonymously to burner cards, to phones. It's like a burner account, like where you could send money to where it's covered up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like the worst case scenario ever happened. And I know this happens to a lot of people, but again, they say when you talk about it, it makes you feel better. So what has happened now is my card has been canceled.
Okay.
I'm getting one in the mail. I have a lot of stuff that's about to go through that goes through my cart that ends in 0000 whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I have to wait to get the new one to attach it
it's
to.
It's the worst,
it's
right?
It's just so much work now I have to go through.
Now, what did Bank of America say about all those transactions?
They sat with me for, again, about an hour, which was a long time, which time is money, and they went through all of them and asked me if I had knowledge of them, and no, and they ended up transferring them back to my account.
That's good.
But they're still saying pending, so it's still just a mess, and it's one of those things where it's like, gosh.
But did they pay those?
They did not. Everything is pending. All those weird.
Right, but a lot of times whenever it says it's pending, it means that it was approved.
Oh, I don't know what they did on their part, but I know I'm getting it back.
Right, you don't care what they did.
I don't care. Have your fun in Asia or Singapore, wherever you go, and, and enjoy the vitamin shop.
Now, that has happened to me, and it's very frustrating. Fortunately, banks are really, really good about not only flagging unusual activity, but also making sure that you're not held accountable for those charges.
That's what I was afraid of, dude.
They're really, really good about that in this day, and I don't know if it's because of insurance or it's factored in as just, okay, this is, you know, a loss that we expect to take. I don't know enough about the banking industry, but it usually works out where we don't have to worry about it. But when you have things set up on auto draft, it's so frustrating. That's why I try to use PayPal as much as possible, because it's directly connected to my bank account. Yeah. So even if I change cards, it doesn't affect my PayPal.
When I was on the phone with a bank for an hour, it was here at work, and an RIT guy walks by, and he like peeks through the door. He hears everything going on. He looks at me while I'm on hold, and he's all, He's like, this is why you should do what I do. And I had the phone. I'm like, what's that? And he said, just use cash. And he walked off. I'm like, who does that?
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I don't know that anybody expected Hannah Brown to win season 28 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
but
wow.
The Bachelorette pulled it out last night.
Calvin Whitney, Hannah and Alan. 11 weeks of competition have led us to this moment. It is time for the result. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are Hannah and Alan.
Now, you remember that Hannah and Pilot Pete had windmill relations.
Yes, I do.
It's so funny when you put it like that, but it's so just, it happened.
Pilot Pete, also known as Peter Weber to his mom and dad, is the new Bachelor this season.
Okay.
But here's where things get really crazy. Drama is about to ensue, Sarah, because according to a new promo for the show, Hannah is back!
I'm so confused right now. What are you doing here?
Making decisions for my heart, because I know there's still something there, and I would do anything for a relationship.
Hannah Brown.
What I'm about to say is extremely crazy. What would you say if I asked you to come be part of the house?
Oh my God!
He sounds wasted.
Oh my gosh, and then she's like, I'd do anything for a relationship, anything for my heart.
Four times in the windmill, y'all.
Man, you think it's like rigged Dancing with the Stars? You think she won it because of this?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh, I'm starting to question, is it all real?
Well, The Bachelor, that's a little bit... Oh, Hannah, what are you doing here? Dancing with the Stars, I think it's pretty real.
I'll do anything for my heart.
So if you follow The Rock on social media, you'll notice on Sunday he posted the most amazing video ever. It's him and Danny DeVito. They're celebrating the recently completed week of full interviews promoting their movie Jumanji. They were in Cabo, and there's a really cool video. It looks really produced up of them wanting to go crash a wedding, all Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson style wedding crashers. Here's the thing. The video is amazing, but now, of course, it's already lived on the internet for a while. People are asking, is it real? it looks like an ad. The Rock also was in Mexico taking a tour of his tequila distillery.
Yeah.
And then he also mentions in the video his tequila. It does look really slick, but there were some genuine moments with the bride and groom when they were singing Unforgettable. I mean, if it was scripted, wouldn't have they known the words? I mean, The Rock and Danny DeVito were literally reading Unforgettable off of their iPhone.
Now, Brad Booker's going to break it down for
okay.
you. The actual crashing of the wedding was 100% real.
Okay.
That little setup at the beginning where they're like, what is that sound? Oh, that sounds like a wedding. Do you want to crash it? Yeah, let's crash it. I feel it was probably recorded after the fact. They're like, okay, now we got to do some sort of setup or something.
Yeah.
Like they went back and did it. Right. Okay.
That part's fake.
Yeah, they saw the opportunity and they took it. And there was a little setup in the wedding crashing in the sense of they had microphones and they had to... Whoever they were with, they had to go also ask permission because they were walking through the back of the kitchen. But at the end of the day, who cares? It's awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. If you want to see the video, judge for yourself. Text CRASH to 51993. We'll send it to you.
Unforgettable. Congratulations, brother.
That's really cool.
Congratulations to the newlyweds. And Danny, do you have any advice for the groom?
The big house so he doesn't have to bump into her.
That's not the right thing. But you know what? Here's five important words that Danny and I live by. Yes, honey, you are right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, honey, you are right.
Yeah.
That's better than get a big house, you don't have to bump into her.
Seriously.
Come on, man.
Again, text CRASH to 51993 to see that video.
Then again, any house is a big house to Danny DeVito.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, my gosh. That is so mean.
He's not listening.
Black Friday kicked off today. It's Starbucks. Are you ready for their Black Friday deal, boys?
Heck yeah.
You guys are Starbucks frequenters. You're regulars.
Yes.
You don't have a regular drink, though, because you change it up every single day.
Today, we got a venti dirty chai latte with three shots.
Y'all are crazy. How much did that drink cost, Booker?
$8.08.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Booker.
You're welcome.
He bought today.
808s and heartbreak.
So starting today, Starbucks is selling $40 brewed refill tumblers. So what happens is you buy this $40 tumbler, and then you get a free grande brewed coffee or hot tea anytime in January at participating locations. So that is 31 days of Starbucks coffee for $40.
All right, let me do the math
here. Yeah.
We've got how much? $40?
$40.
Uh-huh.
And that's 31 days of Starbucks coffee.
Uh-huh. So if you go to Starbucks every single day.
Yeah.
And fill up your tumbler.
Yeah.
It's a big tumbler,
yeah,
right?
Make sure to wash it out. Yeah, it's a 16-ounce tumbler.
Oh, good.
That'd be $1.29.
That's a deal, man.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a real good deal.
Yeah, it's still more expensive than my Keurig.
So it's $1.29 per day, and then the tumbler's free.
And it's only in January.
Hannah Brown won Dancing with the Stars and may be back on this season's The Bachelor. The Rock and Danny DeVito crashed a wedding together. And buy yourself a $40 tumbler from Starbucks today and get free coffee through the month of January. That is what's trending with Alex and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Here we go again, trying to set up a couple of single people. We call it hook up or hang up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Cassie.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Cassie, good morning, and thank you for coming on with us. Got a guy that we think you will like, but first we have to make sure that we really kind of understand what it is you're looking for. So tell us about yourself and what you would like to see in a potential partner.
Okay, I am 26, and I work in a cosmetic aesthetic skincare office. We do Botox and make people look pretty and stuff like that.
Nice.
You know she's pretty. Never see an ugly person.
I've never seen any ugly girls there. You're absolutely right. And I know because I've been to them before. I need to get this line above. I forget what it's called.
This is about her finding a date, not about fixing your lines.
The line in between my eyebrows. I forget what that's called. Right above the nose.
The 11.
The 11. Yeah, that's it. Yep. That's what I need fixed.
Yep.
I'll come see you.
Yeah. Can help you with that.
Thank you.
So I'm really happy in that area, and I have great friends, and I have great family, but I have no love life at all, and it's so weird.
And why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I keep going on dates, and these guys are just so jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are y'all like that, Booker?
I don't know. I don't, especially someone as sweet as Cassie. So what are you looking for? What turns you on about a guy?
when he treats me like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be treated really well, and I do the same for my man. And the world is a little nutty right now, so it's like we have to make it great for each other. So that's how I like to, you know, I like to cook for a guy, but I love when he brings me breakfast or like my coffee in bed.
No, nice.
Kind of thing. Like, I'll treat him well. He treats me well. So,
well, tit for tat.
I like it.
Wait a minute. Maybe that was a bad expression.
No. Yeah, I like his coffee in bed idea, though. I've never asked for that.
You should.
Yeah.
Cassie, let's see if we can make a connection here. Say hi to Brock, everybody.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Brock. So we've got Cassie on the phone. We're going to give you guys 60 seconds to chat it up and get to know each other. If you're interested and you feel like there is a connection, then we will pay for a date. If you're not, then when we ask you to hook up or hang up, you're literally going to hang up the phone. So let's find out right now. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sarah's like, yeah.
I know.
Ready.
Not you, Sarah.
Sarah, not you.
I'm ready.
All right. Hook up or hang up with Cassie and Brock. 60 seconds starts right now.
Okay. Do you have a job or a career?
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
I actually have a job now, but I have a career of mine.
Okay. Are you passionate about the career that you want?
Yes.
That's good.
Do you wake up early?
It depends what day it is.
Tuesday, do you wake up early?
I do not wake up early on Tuesdays, no.
Saturday?
Yes, I do wake up early on Saturdays.
Okay.
Okay. Do you work out?
I do, yes.
How many days a week?
5 days a week.
Dang!
Wow, that's impressive.
Okay.
Stand by, Cassie. Hold on. Brock, do you have any questions for Cassie?
What's your favorite thing to do when you're not working?
I love going out to a really nice restaurant and having a really nice dinner and then coming home and putting on maybe a little program and having my feet rubbed.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah,
it started off so exciting and then just kind of went downhill.
Well, and then other things.
Time is up, guys, but Cassie will give you a chance to ask one last question.
How many STDs do you have?
Oh, my gosh. It's not do you have any, it's how many do you have.
Is this the new thing?
This is the new thing.
Where did this go? Yeah.
I would say one, but it's not concerned.
Wait, you say that again? Your phone totally cut out.
I said one, but it's already been treated.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. Well, good for you for admitting that.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
That's honesty right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Great. Okay. Well, here we go. Cassie, Brock, if you like what you heard, then we are going to set you up on a date and pay for your evening. If that is the case, then at the end of the 3-2-1, you'll say hookup. But if you're like, I don't like the answers or I don't know if there's a connection here, just literally hang up the phone and we'll get the point, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. Cassie, Brock, it's hookup or hang up in 3-2-1. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
Oh! Wow!
Dude, I thought she was going to hang up because the whole, do you have a job or do you have a career question? And then the whole sleeping in late on a Tuesday, that's just, I don't know.
What possibly could he have not connected with?
I'm at a loss. I don't know.
Wow. I'm shocked.
This is not at all how I expected it to go. Well, Cassie, you sound amazing, and I'm sure there's somebody
Seriously.
Out there for you. It's going to come around.
We'll do it again.
Yes, I would love to try it again, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
Hook up or hang up, what you going to choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you going to choose?
His current record is 1,287 wins with 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Sierra. Sierra lives in Buda, makes commute to Southeast Austin where she works for the state. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Beast,
Booker!
Hey, Sierra!
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. You got Jonas Brothers tickets. You're going to see them and meet them.
Yeah.
But right. only if you can beat me, it can't be Booker, which is hard to do. So good luck. All right. I'm going to leave the room right now, and Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. When you're done, I'll come back and answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll put you in. Kind of.
All right, Sierra. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay. right. Question number one. Frozen had a huge opening weekend. What does Kristoff harvest?
Branches. I don't know that one.
At the American Music Awards, they honored the Artist of the Decade. Who did they name as Artist of the Decade?
Taylor Swift.
Justin Timberlake was spotted at a New Orleans bar holding hands with actress Alicia Wainwright. Everybody needs to calm down. Everybody's like, it's literally nothing, guys.
No, they're holding it. They're full-blown hooking up.
No, they're not.
Sarah, she's holding his leg.
Anyway, they're just doing a movie together. Who is Justin married to?
Jessica Biel.
Okay. This is to see if you're a Jonas Brothers fan. On November 8th, the group released a Christmas song. What is it called?
That one I don't know.
Okay. And finally, in Toy Story 4, they debuted a new toy. It's the one the little girl loved. It is a utensil. What is the toy's name?
Forky?
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. She got three.
Nice. Right. Nice, nice.
Okay. You got no pep in your step today.
No, bro.
I do not at all, no.
Man.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Frozen had a huge opening weekend.
Yes, they did.
What does Kristoff harvest?
Ice?
Yeah. He's a nice harvester.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. It's like, I know, like you harvest corn and stuff, right? Because like, you help grow it, but like ice just happens.
It's more of a joke, I think, because it's a play on Frozen. Yeah. And it's
gotcha.
I mean, I thought about this too. This is sad that I've sat there and like, why would you do that?
That's so not real.
Right. Yeah. But it's
not believable.
So dizzy and so frozen for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's awesome.
The American Music Awards honored an artist of the decade on Sunday. Who was it?
Taylor Swift.
Yep. Justin Timberlake was spotted at a New Orleans bar holding hands with actress Alicia Wainwright, but the source to say it is, quote, literally nothing. They're just doing a movie together. Mm-hmm. And I believe that because Justin is so in love with his wife. What is
her
name?
Sure. Yeah. Jessica Biel.
Take my word. These pictures, they're hooking up.
Okay.
She's holding his leg, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, he loves his wife.
Well, you're just bringing sexy back.
All right. So on November 8th, the Jonas Brothers released a Christmas song.
Okay.
What is it called? I'm going to put some hard Jonas Brothers questions in
Who
here this week.
Who knows that?
Jonas Brothers fans?
Sadly, I know this answer.
You do not. I'm going to have to guess. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
No, it's called Like It's Christmas.
And how was I supposed to know that?
Again, if you were a Jonas Brothers fan, you would. Sure. And finally, Toy Story 4 revealed a new toy this year, and it's one the little girl loved. It's a utensil. What is its name?
I don't know. It's a utensil, so it's got to be a... spork. Is it a spork?
What is its name? What is the character's name?
Oh, Sporky.
Forky!
Oh, really?
Close. Yeah, so close.
Oh, I was really close.
You got 3 out of 5, y'all tied.
Man!
That's pretty funny.
This is good for you.
Sierra, a tie is great because I still get the win, but you're going to the Jonas Brothers!
Awesome.
I can't believe it. That's awesome.
Say hi to him for us, will you?
I will. This is Sierra from Buda, and I can't beat Booker.
Yeah!
Try.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The weather this week is supposed to be so bad that it could mean no balloons at this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day
Parade. Come on!
If you're bummed, think about the guy who spent the last 11 months blowing them up.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
You guys, the dating app Plenty of Fish just put together their predictions for dating trends in 2020.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, so I think they made these up, but there's some real truth in some of them, and some of them I don't understand, so I would like y'all's help to work it out, okay?
All right.
All right, so number one is cosplaying, C-A-U-S-E.
Cosplay. You probably don't know about cosplaying.
Well,
but
I know about cosplay, but this is cos.
How do you know about cosplay?
Because I watched the movie Role Models with Paul Rudd, and the little boy that he took around and Role Models was
so this
cosplay.
Is not C-O-S?
No, C-A-U-S-E.
Okay, for like a because play. Okay,
yeah,
all right,
or
I'm with
because
you.
Like you're into a cause where a casual relationship ends, but the person eventually circles back to ask for a favor, like, hey, come to my show, or hey, support my Kickstarter. That's cosplay.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. How about this? Eclipsing, where you adopt the interests and hobbies of the person you're dating and pretend you've always liked them too. I'm going to raise my hand because
that is definitely something that I can hear Sarah Osbourne
totally.
doing.
Cute.
totally.
Back in the day, because you would super stalk them before you would go out, and then you would bring it up like it was your idea.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. It wasn't like if they were into, like, death metal, all of a sudden I would pretend, oh, my God, yeah, I love death metal. No, there would still have to be, like, a grain of truth in there, you know? Like, they're, like, the biggest Johnny Cash fan, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, me too. But, I mean, I do like him, but I'm, like, the biggest fan.
I mean, you're not hanging out at, what's that bar?
Mean Eye Cat?
Mean Eye Cat.
The Johnny Cash bar. Okay, here's one that I love the name of it, but I can't quite figure it out. White Clawing.
I love this name.
Me too. Where you stay with someone you find boring. Mm-hmm. Only because you find them attractive.
Yep, I've done that so many times.
Okay, but why is it called White Clawing? What's the thing with White Claw? Is White Claw boring, but it makes you feel good?
It's boring, but it's the hot trend right now.
Okay, so you're White Clawing. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you're only drinking the White Claw because it's the hot trend.
Everyone's doing it.
The hot trend, yeah.
It's a little boring.
Right.
But everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. Okay, yeah, I get it. I get it.
How about this? Dial toning. It's like preemptive ghosting when someone gives you their number and then ignores every call and text you ever send them.
Dial toning. Okay.
Yeah,
except for the fact that nobody, you know, has
right.
a dial tone.
Yeah, what's a dial tone?
Okay. All right, how about this one? I do like this one. You can guess what this is. Kanye'd.
Yeah, like when you interrupt someone.
No, when your date spends the entire time talking about
themselves.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, okay.
I totally have been Kanye'd. Yes. And I've probably Kanye'd people.
Whoever you're dating now, like, turns all of a sudden, like, religious.
Oh.
Because Kanye all of a sudden is, like, God now.
That would
that's
be
true.
The more modern version of Kanye.
Yes.
I like the definition better where your date is talking all about themselves.
I mean, that's classic Kanye.
Classic
so,
Kanye.
Coming up in 2020, cosplaying, eclipsing, white clawing, dial toning, and Kanye'd. If you want to see the full list, text date to 51993. That's my dating diary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.